Welcome to Shortcuts, a weekly online broadcast brought to you by IBM Workplace. Together with the industry experts, we're here to help you get the most of everyday internet and email tools to make your life online more productive and more fun. If you've got a question, we'll find the answer. Just write us at cuts@us.ibm.com. I'm Jennifer Clemente.
And I'm George Faulkner. This week's question came to us via email. The question reads, my contacts are scattered between my work email, my private email, my Palm OS desktop software, my Verizon phone, and my LinkedIn profile. Is there any good way, or any way at all, of bringing some of these address books together?
On the phone with us from Cambridge, Massachusetts, is Alan Lepofsky from IBM's Lotus brand. Alan has been using Lotus Notes for a decade now and runs a blog called Lotus Notes Hints and Tips. Alan, do you have any thoughts about how to centralize your contacts?
Well, I certainly have a lot of thoughts on this topic, actually, as it's one that hits me as a user on a daily basis. There's issues with keeping all of these various lists synchronized together, so you have the same people in each list. You have issues with keeping them up to date, so let's say someone's email address changes, not just making sure they're in all these lists, but making sure the data for each person is the same. And the third thing I'd say is making sure that the data is secure. Most of the companies actually ship with software that will allow you to connect to your computer to synchronize that device to your one primary account. Say it's the address book in your mail file in Lotus Notes or the contacts in your Microsoft Outlook folder. You'll be able to have them also on your phone and also on your Palm Pilot or your Windows mobile device or your Symbian device like a Nokia phone. So that's the first step. The second step is the industry actually using standards on the software side of things to make these contacts shareable. And that standard is something called vCard or an iCal file. And what these standards do is allow different software programs to share this information. So, for example, I can take my Lotus Notes address book and export all of the contacts into one big vCard file. Then I can go to another program, such as, say, my Gmail account on the web, and I can import all of those contacts. There is a third solution where some of the websites on the Internet are actually trying to become sort of your central hub for all of your contact information. One that comes to mind is a website named Plaxo. And what Plaxo does is allow you to enter all your contact information and sort of have all the other programs you use point to that. And you can also send out automated reminders to people to make sure that their contact information is up to date. So really, it will take care of sort of some of the housekeeping for you.
Thanks, Alan, for your advice. I think that I'm definitely going to have an easier time keeping track of all the updates in my contact list.
Welcome. Glad I'm able to help.
Before we go, let's take a look in our mailbag. We have a comment from Brian who writes, I can't figure out how to subscribe to a podcast. I click on the link and it shows a bunch of code.
Thanks for writing in, Brian. You asked about subscribing to the show. If you use iTunes or MyYahoo, click on the Shortcuts on iTunes and Shortcuts on MyYahoo links in the subscribe box on the right. Your computer will do the rest for you. If you don't use either of those services and you're new to subscription technology, follow the Help with Subscribing link in the same box. I can tell you one thing, Brian. The team at IBM.com are working on a much friendlier experience for first-time users to subscription technology, so you'll no longer see that confusing HTML code box when you click on the link. And folks, please contribute with comments, good and bad, questions for our experts, or if you'd like to share your own expertise, just visit us at www.ibm.com/shortcuts or mail us at cuts@us.ibm.com.
From all of us at Shortcuts, thanks for listening.